The lines at airports in the U.S. continue to grow. Many of the busiest airports suggest travelers should arrive at least 2 hours before their flight to make it past security checkpoints. AP correspondent Scott Meyerowitz reports the TSA acknowledges there is a big problem, but it has limited tools to address it.
They're reallocating K-9 teams from some smaller airports to the busiest airports, which help them screen some passengers faster. They've been authorized to speed up hiring, and they've been authorized to pay overtime to a lot of existing staff. But that's only going to make a dent in this problem.
And the summer travel season could get worse. TSA agents can no longer throw random people into the pre-check line unless there's a team of canines present.
It enables them to randomly pull people out of line and put them into a pre-check lane where they can leave their shoes on and leave things in their bag. And that speeds things up incredibly. However, there just are not enough canine teams out there that have been trained to handle the flow of passengers.
The TSA is trying to hire about 200 new screeners a week.
The problem is they're losing about 100 each week. Many of them are part-time with no hope of getting a full-time position. And it's grueling work. You're sitting there hour after hour looking at screens on the x-ray, patting down passengers, looking for the smallest infraction. And the traveling public is not great. We're all grumpy standing in line.
American Airlines is taking matters into its own hands by saying it'll spend $4 million for contractors who'll help manage the checkpoint line. The airline's chief operating officer called it a decent start, but he said the only way to fix long airport lines is to increase staffing for the TSA. For the AP, I'm Ron Brown with Rivet.